The top official of the United Nations Children's Fund visits Sri Lanka to assess the needs of children affected by nearly two decades of warfare in the north and the east of the island. UNICEF Executive Director Carol Bellamy travelled north to the war-ravaged, rebel-held town of Kilinochi Friday after meetings with government officials in the capital, Colombo. A day ahead of her visit, the Tamil Tigers said they would return the child soldiers they have recruited since fighting stopped nearly a year ago. Last week, international peace monitors accused the rebels of recruiting more than 300 children in the past year in violation of a ceasefire agreement. Human rights groups estimate that the rebels used as many as 4,000 children in active combat in the two decades of war with government troops. Tamil guerrillas blame underage recruitment on undisciplined junior members of the rebel group. UN officials say halting the recruitment of child soldiers is at the top of Ms. Bellamy's agenda as she meets rebel leaders. They say the UN is prepared to help return all underage soldiers to their families. Sunila Abiyasakera heads INFORM, a rights group that tracks the civil conflict. She says the Tigers recruited both boys and girls as young as 10 years old. She says they have suffered more than any other victims of the conflict.
The life has been difficult. There have been no special concessions made to them because they were children. And in fact, I think sometimes because they were children, they were engaged in some fairly dangerous and arduous tasks. And they have lost their childhood, no? And not only the education, but just the sense of freedom and playfulness and all those things.
UNICEF also wants to focus on the rehabilitation needs of other children affected by the conflict. Tens of thousands of children are orphans, and many others have no access to education or health care. Earlier this month, UNICEF began a campaign to bring thousands of children in the north and east back to schools that in some cases had been shuttered for years. Ms. Abiyasakera says the response was tremendous and indicates that people in the north and east are gaining confidence in the ceasefire.
One of the most interesting things is that, you know, in this January when the schools opened, the primary school intake was like three times what it had been in previous years. The schools have been, you know, established and are being reopened now, at least on a skeletal basis. But I do think that there are huge problems of resources that are needed to rebuild and reestablish the educational structures to the levels that existed in the 1970s. And I think that would be a really big challenge.
Child rights groups want international agencies such as the UN to continue to help rehabilitate war-affected children. Sri Lanka's civil war erupted in 1983 when rebels began a struggle for a separate homeland for the Tamil people. Peace talks began last year, and hopes are high that a solution will be found to the ethnic conflict that has killed thousands of people. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.